Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
AfterBuzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, all. You're watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, a.k.a. the Canadian Assassin. And looky, looky. I mean, he just dips in, dips out. Apparently, Stop. He's saving folks. I don't see nothing in the news.
Shut
but
up.
Coco Cena, a.k.a. America's Chocolate Sweetheart, a.k.a. Evan T. Mack. A.K.A. the man with the master plan. He is finally in the building.
Yo, listen, man. I'm not trying to big time you, girl. Listen, I was getting a checkup, man. I'm trying to make sure I can do this show for years to come. Girl. I'm just trying to die. You want me to get my physical? Do you not want me to get physical? I had to, like, turn and cough. I do all kinds of stuff I ain't proud of, girl.
Oh, you had to do the finger thing?
Girl,
but
listen.
You're not 50.
Listen, don't matter. I'm black, though.
Oh.
Yeah, brothers
so
got to check up a little
bit. How did it feel?
Man, just start the show, man. I'm here.
Evan T. Mack is in the building. We have nothing but an amazing show. We're going to do the star of the week. We have news.
Yeah.
But we have an amazing guest on the show. She is an actress, host, former star of Total Divas, former WWE superstar.
Hey, girl.
The one, the only pussy-popping queen herself. Ariane Andrews, how you doing?
Hey, girl. Hey. Ooh, that intro, though.
I know.
Yeah,
she be doing big things on the intro, though.
You have the catchphrases. When I saw Pussy Pop, when I heard it like, on and on again, I was like, I think this is what... Yeah, we have to include
I've
this.
Always loved that. I always loved that your finish move was Girl Bye, though. That was, like, one of my favorite things in the world. Like, that's, like, a finishing move, like, in a game. Girl
yes.
Bye.
So, how's it going?
It is going bomb. I cannot complain. So much good stuff happening. So, you know, just living my best life.
Yeah,
and like, Pussy Pop while I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's like you have a little bit of Jamaican in you. You have like five or six different jobs going on. I like
real
it.
Talk,
so we're going to get into the news real quick.
Yeah, I would like to get into this stuff. A couple things I wanted to run by you, Ms. Trinidad, for sure. Like, just a couple things I wanted to pick your brain on.
Women's Wrestling
and,
News.
It's really interesting, though. Philip Lindsay had a great piece on, well, you kind of talk about it all the time. You don't talk about how, like, WWE kind of, like, when it comes to Black History Month thing, they kind of just show, like, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, a couple black people. Like a vignette, you know what I mean? Like, it's a nice
at
little
the same vignette. Place.
It's really packaged together. And they some building, black building with a black curator, and they all do a lot of black stuff.
Yeah,
and it's over, right?
And they switch out the black wrestlers, so it's different
wrestlers
last year. Different one,
they had to change the black wrestlers. So I'm just saying, so Philip Lindsay had a nice piece about bewildering exclusion of first black women wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like this piece that he posted on Diva Dirt. Shout out Diva Dirt. Shout out to Philip Lindsay when he's saying like every Black History Month, WWE airs vignettes centered around historical figures like Dr. Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks.
It's the same one.
There's usually some obligatory clip of superstars visiting museums. Historical site, why they give testimonials on what they learned. Surprisingly, they never showcase the contributions of the first black women wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a documentary that was out, and it's one of those things where he's just trying to, like, kind of speak on what you're speaking on and trying to give, like, got his take on, like, where's the, like, you know, the love for the sisters that was body slamming and choke slamming and suplexing and stuff.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on that, knowing that there's a documentary out and someone trying to give the voice to, you know, the sisters out there that was, you know, trying to pave the way for the people that look like Miss Cameron over there.
Well, what do you? Because I know you haven't watched like WWE religiously because you're, you know, working and
doing your thing.
Yeah.
But what do you? I don't know. Did they do those vignettes when you were in WWE? Do you remember?
Clearly, if I don't remember,
then
like I don't really recall.
Yeah.
So
because I remember, like, I think it's from what I know over the past 3 years, it's been the same thing. They take the WWE superstars to, I believe it's Alabama, but I might be incorrect, but a place where Martin Luther King, like, had, like, big events that happened.
Montgomery,
and then,
it should be there.
Yeah. And then, like, the WWE superstars talk about it, but it's the same thing every single year. And it's just kind of like...
Like, can we get something fresh and something new?
Yeah, there's more black people than Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of us all walking around here, so it's just kind of like...
Or even, like you said, dedicating it to, like, the women, you know, like, some of the black women who were, you know, before my time and saying like, okay, they paved the way for, you know, people like me, people like Alicia, people like, you know, Naomi and Sasha and everybody else. Wow. There's only like a few. There's a little handful.
You're already done. You're like, and I'm finished.
One that comes to mind, and they probably won't talk about jazz for obvious reasons for if you guys don't know, but, you know, Jacqueline comes to mind. Like, yeah, I mean, there's so
I'm surprised by that. That's why you made this piece, because he's surprised by like the lack of that. Like, not unless he went back to the old school documentary. Like, we're talking about grainy footage, but just like modern day.
Yeah,
like Jacqueline don't get like no.
And it just have to be women. It's Black History Month, so it could also be black wrestlers, male wrestlers as well.
No, but we are on Women's Wrestling Weekly, and it's nice to show. I mean, because I will say, like, lately women have been like really paving the way in different types of entertainment, and I just feel like, why can't we embrace women? Because if you even look at the women now that are wrestling, like, they're main eventing, they're doing things like that. So it's like, hey, we are just as bomb as men. We put in just as much work. So it's like, you know, I don't have any problem with the men, but it's like, let's glorify our women too and show like, you know, we aren't just a, oh, let me just lift up my bikini. Yeah. Like, let's show what's real.
Yeah. Just, well, it's just beyond the... trying to be like politically correct.
Right, you gotta still keep it cute.
You try to dial it back.
My thing is, it's just like a lot of companies do this. You see this every time. You see this for, you know, other months too.
It shouldn't just be for Black History Month.
No, but they have Asian American Month, which I don't think WWE even acknowledges. You have Hispanic Heritage Month, I believe they have as well. And it's just kind of like, when I see other media outlets, they cover the same people for every month. Ooh. And there's so many people that have paved the way. Like, if you watch, Kevin Hart has a documentary or a show on Netflix, and it's one episode. I'm really upset that it's only one episode. But within, I think, an hour and 20 minutes, he showcases 6 or 7 different black people that if you just listen to Black History Month, you would not know that they exist. And amazing stories.
The Black History Month, oh, quick, man.
It's the shortest month of the whole entire year. It feels like February is already over. Like, the year's almost over.
It was built by a black man. He decided that he wanted it in February because the same month as Martin Luther King. So that's the reason why it's in February. It wasn't because
it wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
It's
just a coincidence.
Yeah, we always just joke about the coincidence.
Yeah. I just want to let people know, because it's just like, some people don't know.
You're being facetious right now.
Yeah, I just want to let people know. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm definitely in, is the documentary available as yet?
Not in Z. They just did like a screening, and I've seen a couple clips like on YouTube. You can look it up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's like I said, it's looked pretty awesome because it's like old school, you know what I mean? And I just think it's really awesome that Philip Lindsay wrote that piece on, like, there's a lot they ain't telling me.
Yeah.
Like the real history behind it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you watch the GLOW documentary, it was interesting to see, you know, stuff that you didn't realize, like, goes beyond behind the curtain. So definitely, when that comes out, shout out. I'm sure Bosa is on top of it, so let us know.
You already know. So the Road to Double or Nothing, like, they, that's like their little, they're doing like a little documentary, you know, and all, you know, Brandy living her best life right now. Best decision she ever made in her life.
Damn.
Leaving WWE.
Facts.
Brandy, run! No, so she announced a triple threat match, women's triple threat match at Double or Nothing between Kylie Rae, Britt Baker, and Nyla Rose. So I just want to get your thoughts on that. I want to get your thoughts on, like, they're just like, yo, they're dropping the hammer right now. You know they already sold out, by the way. They have already sold that place out.
I didn't even send out my media credentials.
They have sold out Double or Nothing before anybody's seen anything.
Yeah. Well, didn't they do that with All In as well?
Yeah. So they're clearly building off the steam of that. I just want to get your thoughts on Brandy already announcing a triple threat match, like, right out the gate.
First off, with
the first trans woman ever in a triple threat match at a big promotion.
First off, the roads is like...
Man, that's power couple for real, man.
It's like blind faith. Meaning that when they did All In, the stadium that they decided to do All In, I believe it was in Chicago, like, they never did an event like that before, and they're like, don't worry, we're going to sell it out. Just blind faith.
Didn't
pre-sell seats, nothing. Got the stadium, tickets sold out.
Well, when you believe in yourself and you just know you're the shit, you know that things are going to happen. You know what I mean? So,
for real. Like,
I can't be mad at that.
Hey, man.
Yeah, AEW is definitely going to be one of those folks, as you can see in Cody's career, that they're going to take chances.
Yeah.
So,
and I watched the piece on him real quick. Him and his wife, they're talking. He was saying how when he was trying to make his exit, and he's like, you don't, because he was like saying, you don't quit the WWE, like, WWE quits you. And he was like, so when he was on his way out, he's like, people were like veterans, legends were like, don't do it. He's like, you have no idea what you're doing, and he's never been better. And it's the best decision he's ever made in his life. And his wife followed him. And she's executive vice president in media, like, talent.
She went from
ring announcer
to part-time wrestler.
She's doing all right.
executive of a whole new brand that's doing well, and they sold out their first show and hasn't even aired yet.
Hasn't even aired yet. No TV deal, no nothing. All you know is it's the MGM Grand, and it's going to be wrestlers there.
And it's MGM Grand. That hotel, by the way, is hard to find anything. That hotel is huge.
Yeah, the place is no good. I got lost in it like twice. I ain't going to lie. Floyd Mayweather fight, I was walking around like, yo, listen,
yeah,
man.
You can spend days walking around.
They should do a reality show, man. Getting lost in MGM.
I was there for an iHeart event looking for the gym. It took me 20 minutes to watch the gym.
Really? Yeah, I don't think I've ever even been in that hotel before.
It's so big.
Yeah.
So just wanted to quickly let you know, because, you know, the AEW, they have their latest women's signing. They got a nice little collection of some of these names.
They got Jericho. I know he's not a woman, obviously. But Jericho,
still, though, yeah, that's
huge.
And he's still got a lot left in the tank. You know, Kenny Omega still, he was the hottest free agent signing in the world. They bagged the hottest free agent signing in the world because they offered more money than WWE's willing to give. They're really just paying people whatever they want. I told you, I'm about to be a wrestler right now, TK. We're going to talk about this after the show. I'm about to put the booze on.
You're like, let me take my headphones off. I got to go back.
Where do I go?
I'll be running ropes a little bit. So the newest signing, of course, Brandi Rhodes, Britt Baker, Penelope Ford, Aja Khan, Yuka Sakazaki, Kylie Rae, and Nyla Rose. Those are like their women's signings. I don't know if you have any thoughts. Who would you like to see in there? Anybody that you can predict going in there?
You already obviously know we ride or die for Ibelis. So hopefully that Lucha Underground contract.
Yeah, y'all stop. Yeah, listen, y'all better stop messing
whatever's
around.
Whatever's happening with that.
That's why y'all in that legal trouble with wrestlers. They mad at y'all right now.
Whatever's happening with that, I hope that clears up, because Ibelis is definitely a great wrestler. Kylie Rae was on the show.
Yeah.
Her story is amazing. I believe she's finishing up her master's degree or in the middle of her master's degree.
Jeez. Go ahead,
and
girl.
She's so young and she's so bubbly. Like, you remember at that age where like life was just like you just happy?
Yeah, and I wasn't paying bills.
I remember that day. Yeah. That's Kylie Rae. So, and then to get the opportunity to have a huge huge deal like that, and then Sonny Kiss, who's also been on the show, he's amazing.
I love Sonny.
Love Sonny Kiss.
I love
full of life.
Yeah.
Britt Baker is also a good one. I think it's full time doctor, part time wrestler. Like,
yeah, these wrestlers, they're just more, like, the wrestlers have evolved over the years, man. Mm-hmm. So many wrestlers, women and men, are more than just that. PhDs and doctorates and bachelor's degrees.
You have to be, though. You have to.
Because your career can be over in an instant.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know how that goes in what wrestling can do. It can just, in the blink of an eye, you see what happened to Paige. She's like a baby.
Yeah.
You know, and
but
her
she
career
has a movie
is,
out, so.
Yo, see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm trying to
feel bad for her.
Everybody doesn't have that. You know what I'm saying?
So, after you get injured, like, I get a feature like movie with The Rock and Vince Vaughn.
And a lipstick line. Like, She's doing that. Yeah, she's still with WWE.
Every now and again, you're one of those made men or made women where you have a job in WWE forever. Mm-hmm. No matter if you get, like, you stub your toe and you can't wrestle anymore.
Yeah.
They'll just make sure you're, like, screwing a light bulb for, like, $100,000.
Yeah.
Every now and then, there's a couple people like that.
Yeah.
And finally, when we get this interview, I promise
Jazz.
Jazz!
I would love to see, because she still has the belt.
That'd be dope.
I would love to see her in AEW.
That'd be dope. Yeah, just before we get to the interview, I promise we brought you here to talk to you. I swear we did.
No, I'm over here just taking in all this tea right now. I'm like,
So, okay, I just wanted to get your quick. I literally put this down to see you roll your eyes. Let me just put this down. Mm. I put this on to see if I could get you to roll your eyes.
Okay.
This ain't even newsworthy.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm shook.
So, like, no, Oscar, like, so Mandy Rose issued a challenge to Oscar for the title. And they are pushing Mandy Rose harder than people think. Listen, it's I just want people to understand, it's coming. She's like the new Eva Marie, and y'all just need to get ready. She is getting pushed. Oscar responded with like a tweet. She didn't even say a word.
Is this the video that you're going to play?
Yeah, she just put like a video of her just like with a smirk, and then like the Vince McMahon car blowing up. That's it. She didn't even respond with words. So I just want to get your thoughts on Mandy Rose getting in main event, like eliminate Jamie or something against Oscar. I got the eye roll. I got what I wanted.
She's a hard worker. So I'm not going to take that away from her.
What's your problem?
I just don't like the way they're positioning her. Like, I don't know her. So, but from what I see for her Instagram and all that stuff, like, she seems like a hard worker.
Oh, she
I
is.
Remember seeing her from Tough Enough, and I think she was in Total Divas, like, the first season with Eva Marie. So, like, the way they're positioning her with that music, and it's like,
oh, that's amazing.
Porn music. Like,
that's
it's just very, you said it's amazing?
It's amazing that the fuzzy screen thing, I still don't know how the hell they do it.
I feel like they could have put, and again, she might have come up with that idea. I just feel like, they could have done something else with her, and she could have been powerful.
Give me an alternative option. What would you do? Because she is a beast in the gym.
Yeah, she is a beast in the gym. She works hard, and I'm not saying you should take her off completely, but it's just kind of like more to whatever her character is, opposed to trying to steal somebody's husband because Naomi said something about her back in Tough Enough. Like, you know, I would rather be like, I work hard in the gym. I've been busting my ass. I've been coming from NXT. I've been doing this. I deserve the next round.
We talk about that all the time, though, giving women like two storylines.
Yeah.
Like, you took my man and then we're mad at each other.
Yeah, don't get
me started. They swear they can't give women storylines like men, though. You know what I mean? Women get more angry about just you taking my man.
Yes.
Y'all a little deeper than that.
Yeah.
We're the one dimensional ones. Y'all much more complex.
It just seems like, and again, not taking away from her, just the way her character is just kind of weird. However, I do want to get your opinion.
Because the thing is, it's like, when I went back down to NXT and I was working with her, she's actually really good and she does work hard.
You know
what I mean? Like, you can't, that's the thing I think people forget too, is like, you can't, it's very hard when you're trying to go down and train and they're like, come up.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to be mad. Well, you can't wrestle.
Yeah.
Am I going to say, oh, you know what? No, I'm sorry. This person's been waiting here for 2 years.
Yeah.
So with that, I will say, like, from...
You're supposed to take the brass ring.
You're supposed to take it and be like, fake it.
Yeah, like, listen, I got this. I'm going to
figure it out. Does work hard. But I will, with the storyline, like, you know, they're giving everybody else, like, these, like, oh, you know, they're just keeping up with the guys. And I'm not saying because she does have that sex appeal, you know what I mean? But it's, like, show the sex appeal, but also show, like, I'm a badass bitch.
Yeah,
period.
And I can come for it.
Right.
So I get what you're saying about the whole storyline, but sometimes it's super hard because you have to say, do I fight this battle or do I just shut the fuck up if I'm gonna get this main event and I gotta just play
bittersweet
and you just play it.
Absolutely.
Like, if I'm gonna be a hoe, let me be the baddest hoe out there. Hello, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like you have to kind of sometimes maybe shut up, do what you need to do to get to the next level.
Yeah.
You know,
you're right. It's a give or take.
Like, it's a give or take.
What are you willing to do?
You know, and I mean, that's not my favorite. I wouldn't want to be known as a hoe, but it's like, okay, how do I take this and switch it? This is not what I came to do, but now let me go kind of maybe play this little game a little bit, then now show y'all what I'm really about to bring to the table. Do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, that's the thing though. When you have that type of character, like, it seems like they're going to pigeonhole her.
Yeah,
are you
going to forever be labeled that way? Or can you get to the top, get the title, and then be like, yo, this is what I'm really going to do?
So can I give a perfect example? And this is not the best example, but do you guys remember when AJ first came out, like how she was wearing the suits and all that?
100%.
And that's not her.
100%.
Whatsoever.
She's a nerdy girl.
She is. So she took that and was like, okay, I'm going to keep doing this until she finally came out with her, you know, crop top shorts and like, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you do, and I mean, that's not the best example, but that just kind of came to my
brain.
That's
a good one.
But it's like she had to play the dress up as the manager and wear it. Like, this is not my character.
And that's the same thing that Undertaker always wanted to do, that American Badass thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was his idea. Like, the motorcycle thing was his idea, but this made him do the Undertaker thing, which became an iconic figure.
Right.
But you see, as he built, he built all that credit with Undertaker, and then Vince was like, all right, bruh. And then he had that moment where he was like in the biker suits for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to live out his dream of what he wanted to do, but he eventually went back to the shtick they gave him. So will she have that moment?
What she could do if she was slick, because I never really got the microphone like live out there. You just go out there and you cut a promo that they didn't tell you to because it's live.
Mm.
And then you apologize later. You'd be like, oh, y'all wanted me to go ahead and be this, but let me show y'all, like, cut a promo. And then it's like, what they're either going to go black or they're going to be like, well, damn, she just switched shit around real fast. Sometimes you just kind of have to, like, if you feel deeply about it, you go out there, as long as it's going to be good, you're not doing anything to, like, you know, make WWE look bad, stand up for yourself and be like, y'all wanted me to do it like this, but I'm going to do it like this. Mm. And when you get back, be like, well, this is how I felt. Did y'all like it or not?
Yeah. Well, here's my question, because you and Trin are good friends.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
That whole, and again, I'm probably, y'all, if you've been following me with AfterBuzz, you already know I love Trin to death.
Yeah.
That storyline with Trin and Mandy, I was not for it, but I'm biased. I'm coming from a bias. So what did you think of it?
I mean,
based on knowing her personally,
just because, like, that's my girl, so I'm like, oh, why are you gonna do her like that? Because, like, she's so much more than that. Like, this Trin is such a, and I'm not just saying this because I'm gonna give props wherever it's due, and when it's not due, I'm just like, hey, you know, you can, I'm gonna say it the best way possible in the nicest way, but it's like, she's so talented, you know what I mean? That, I mean, I've always looked up to Trin. That was always like my sister, you know, my sister from another mister. It's like, teach me, guide me. And I just felt like for her, it's like, why are you going to do my girl like that? Like, you know, she's already brought so much to the company. She's been there forever. She deserves...
Hard worker.
You know, hard worker. And the sweetest, most humble person ever. the sweetest girl ever. So I'm just like, you know, she deserves better than that. But, you know, again, sometimes you're put in these positions and you're like, you know what? If it's going to lift another, if this is going to help you elevate you, Mandy, mm-hmm. I'm going to help elevate you. And, you know, but that's also true. Too. Sometimes you kind of have to, like, take the back seat of something that's not the best for you. Because, I mean, I'm about that. Like, if I want to help you get somewhere, it's your time. Because I know my time's going to come again. So sometimes it's all, but people don't get that as women.
Yeah.
But that's why I love Trin, because she gets it. Like, okay, girl, you know what? I'm going to give you your moment, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I just didn't like how they did it.
Totally.
Like, I wouldn't mind if it was just Trin and Mandy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know, like, Mandy does all these things backstage.
But then having
whatever.
Sonya.
And then, well, Sonya's even fine. But when they're including
the husband, yeah.
I'm just like, and the fact that we, for those who watch Total Divas, you know that their relationship is, like,
solid.
As far as we know, John's not trifling. I don't think he is. He didn't give me the vibe.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sure he's not.
So it's just kind of like one of those things where it's just like.
Yeah.
I wasn't for it. And I'm biased, so
but I know there's other reasons why you would want to say girl, but we ain't gonna get into that.
We're not even gonna touch that subject. So there, I guess my question, I will just go straight into the interview.
That was a nice segue because we're going into it right now.
My question is, being when you were working at WWE, so say hypothetically you were presented with this. And it's something that, like, it's okay to, you know, help somebody out. But something that just soul-wise doesn't work for you. Do you feel like you were saying before, you just have to pick your battles? Or it's like, no, and these are the reasons why this would not work?
I guess it depends on, like, my position with the company. Like, where Trin stands, she's in a position where, you know, she's been there. Like, if for me, like, are you saying it back if I was there right now?
If you were in Trin's situation.
Okay, see, if I was in Trin's situation, I would fight a battle. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm willing to help her out. I want to be there. It's not about me, but this is how I would like to do it. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm going to be building someone, I have no problem. Let's build her. Let's go. Let me give you the spotlight you need, but I would like it to be done this way because I've been here for you. Everything is about showing. Let me show you the receipts. So I've been here. I've done this for you guys. I'm willing to, but I would like you to do it this way. Mm-hmm. So can we switch a few things to make this happen where it still makes me look good, but I'm helping elevate her? It's not about me. But I still want to be in this circle where I'm, like, feeling 100 about it. So that, if I was in Trin's position.
Yeah. And we don't know if she did that. Yeah. And they just said no, which is also possible.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that storyline, I was just not even.
Yeah, shout out to Lawrence in the chat. Can you say hi to Lawrence in the chat? Because he is showing you all kinds of love in his chat. Ariane, please just say hello.
Oh, and now what you say my name wrong? I call you out. It's like Ariana Grande without the A.
Oh, my God. That's why I call you Cameron. Like,
y'all been just saying it for quite some time, and I don't like to be that person. But I was like, ooh, I got to.
Ariane. I've been trying to go back. I said, listen, I'm gonna come in here and say this wrong, but I'm gonna just say Cameron. But I said, but I gotta say your name because
it's Gucci though.
Wait, did I say it wrong?
You did too,
we
but yes.
Oh, we were saying it wrong, so we got in here.
And you said Andrew. I was like, oh, she didn't add the S at the end.
Ariane. Lawrence in the chat is like love, hearts, emojis, smiley face.
Lawrence of the chat.
Shout out to Lawrence in the chat.
I'm so sorry because I watched a lot of interviews and they were butchering. I was like, that's not going to be us.
See, that's about me, TK. Listen, we do our due diligence, man. And I was an interview at the interview. They were like, Ariane. And you were answering to it.
And then we was doing it.
I just wanted
to find a good moment where I didn't come off, it's Ariane. And y'all like, damn, she stinks.
In a roundabout way, I'm blaming you because everybody that they interviews you saying you don't correct them. So in a roundabout way.
I know, I typically do. And that's kind of stink too when you see someone like, I don't want to come off. So I'm like, I'm going to ease my way. We're going to be filling the chat and we're going to be filling the interview and I'll be like, it's Ariane.
No, we family. I met Ariane at the Tomorrow Show. Tomorrow Show. Yeah. God, it was like a year and a half ago or something like that.
Girl, who knows?
Like we family. Like you could have been
saying whatever you want.
Stop the show. Let's rewind that.
Can we start his whole show?
Yeah, you will have carte blanche to do all of that. Yeah.
No, it's all good.
Ariane,
we're human. It happens. My name is hard. I get it. It's not like it's not a basic bitch name. Sorry.
It really is.
Let's get into
anybody named Sally out there hating on me for real.
Oh wait, damn, let me not say that. You know, if you have a basic, but you guys know I'm extra like guacamole, so if I didn't have a complicated name, it wouldn't work. You know what I mean? It comes with the full package.
All right, well, for you guys who don't know, Ariane has been busy. Booked and busy. First off, you have a new show called Sipping the Tea.
Yes.
So how did that come about?
Okay, so I had did a podcast, and let me try to not make a long story long. I had did a podcast with CBS. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out. And then like a year later, I'm like, you know, this is what happens. Like you have a dream, but then it falls off because you had one failure or someone said no. And I was like, you know what? This is something I really want to do, and I want to make it happen. And my business partner, PR, and good friend Matt was like, well, I was thinking about doing a show too. Literally, we go to Focus TV Network because he had did some stuff with them with Good Morning La La Land. Mm-hmm. And we go have this meeting, and he's like, okay, it's going to happen tomorrow. Wow. So it went from an idea to being like, it's going to happen tomorrow. We had and then we got Ricky Thompson and why am I blanking out her
Darren
name?
Young on there.
Darren Young came on. And it's just like, we were like, okay, it's happening tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Which guests are we going to get? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it just all kind of came together. And since then, we've just been like rocking and rolling with it and having like so much fun. I couldn't ask for like a better co-host. And then we have our little babies that come on the show. Our little daughters. And by the way, guys, you know, that airs every Tuesday.
Drop that promo. You're a host too, so
you gotta plug your stuff in.
But also the film. So you have a short film called Jaded Pictures. So you wrote and executive produced it. So it's kind of almost done.
And was one of the leads.
Oh, you one of them, huh?
Well,
you was like, I'm gonna star in it too. I'm gonna edit. Well, I'm gonna do the lighting.
You were an actress before you started WWE.
I mean, that was always something that I loved doing. But then when WWE came around, I'm like, this is perfect. This is like giving back, you know, to charity. This is entertaining people. Yeah. So that's really what it is. I love entertaining people and kind of saying it doesn't matter where you come from, your race, your religion, your background, your sexuality. Hmm. It's like if, you know, I just want to put smiles on people's faces, you know, and say that you can do whatever it is that you inspire to do no matter where you come from. Just work hard at it and just use the no's as like your FUs to say, I'm going to get that W, I'm going to get the yes. So for me, the reason why I decided to do Jaded Pictures is because I look at life like there's so many people who are talented, so many people who are pretty, but it's like, what else are you bringing to the table? Mm-hmm. I want to be the Jill of all trades. It's like, also, too, it's like, I want to create stuff that actually has a meaning behind it to solve a problem. And it's like, people are comparing their lives to social media when 9 times out of 10, it's a monopoly. It's not real. So it's showing people what the behind the scenes of these pictures really happens. Oh. Like, guys, like, you know what I mean? Like, don't get caught up looking at other people's lives because half the time these people are faking it. So it's bringing like that awareness because it causes a lot of, like, I feel like mental illness, I'm not being funny, like, people mentally go into depression and killing themselves looking at social media, so I wanted to bring that awareness, so it's, like, we're, like, not also, like, creating stuff, but it's, like, solving a problem and showing people, like, what the real is, and that's always what I want to do, is, like, show the real and show people, like, you know, like, just to inspire people.
Yeah. Take me through the process, though, of putting a movie together, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's not easy, man. That's like, there's like 50,000 movies on like that are in stasis because people don't know how to get them out and put them together and get the right people behind it and cast it and fund it. What's that process like?
It is very difficult, and I think I wrote this recently on my Instagram. People spend so much time trying to wait for the perfect opportunity.
Absolutely.
When there is no perfect opportunity. Nope. There is never a perfect moment. You may miss the time of your life waiting for things to be perfect. So for, you know, us, we did the writer's room. We wrote the script. And then, you know, we could still be talking about it. But it's like, no, let's make a date and you will figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You will figure out the money. If you really want to make a dream happen and make it a reality, you're going to just start putting it together. You're going to have people who believe in you. And when you have something that's solid and that's dope and epic, people are going to want to be a part of it. Like, I had just people out of just all types of places being like, I want to be involved because they know that what I'm going to do, it's going to be epic. Like, this is going to turn into a feature film. We are going to have the private screening on April 24th. And it's like, this is going to go like major places. And I have some great cast and crew who are a part of it.
That also speaks to your character, too. I know Issa Rae said the same thing where it's just like she just decided to do her own thing and people were willing to help.
Yeah.
If you're an a-hole and nobody's coming to help you, then you even put those projects out, maybe you have to like look at yourself and like, well, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah.
People have a tendency to rally around people that they see passion behind and actually have, you know, dotted their T's and crossed out and they're like a good person. You'd be surprised how many people come out to like, I'll do this for you, I'll help this and just be there for you.
I mean, it's the truth, because even like we have to do pickup scenes on Friday, and I have people who, you know, not being paid, who are like, I want to come be a, how can I help?
Yep.
And it's also because it's like, you know, I had people tell me this is the most organized set I've ever been on.
Wow.
Wow, like this, like you're doing it here, and this is one of the most fun set. And it's like, I want to be that CEO that it's like, I want. Work should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Work should be a place that it's like there is no background talent. There is no, we all are on an even playing field. We're all here to help each other. There's no background. Even if you have just a cameo, you get in hair and makeup and you get presentable and you just get treated like someone who's playing a major support.
Wow.
Because I don't want there to be a hierarchy. It should never be like, oh, you don't, you're a background, so you should. It's not Ooh. Like that. Mm-hmm. You know, we should, we're all here to help each other. You can't do this by yourself. It takes a village. And that's just kind of me. And I want to give people opportunities to be able to live their dream. Because
mm-hmm.
I know how it is trying to get somewhere and they're like, well, you don't have this. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, how do you get it? If you don't give people a chance,
right.
How are they supposed to learn? Yeah. You're going to make mistakes. It's like, pull the person aside and be like, I didn't, you know, you didn't do it right this way, but let me show you, let me
right.
help you. You know, like we're a community and we should all be working together. So.
Sounds like a presidential promo.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got I'm getting super passionate. I'm just talking, but it's just, I'm just so passionate and I'm very passionate about helping others.
Absolutely.
You know?
Go ahead.
Not only do you host Sippin' the Tea, you have the short film coming out. You have a fitness line as well.
Yes, it's called Feel Lines, and I partnered with the Sashika Twins, who've been in fashion forever, and we are going to launch that March 24th. So...
Girl,
I don't want to give the secret of exactly what we're doing because I'm
not
trying to take people be stealing your ideas.
That's true.
People be stealing. I mean, even right now, like on our Instagram for Jaded Pictures, I haven't wrote like the storyline, but I'm like, you're not gonna do it like us because you ain't getting the mansions, you ain't getting the Range Rover. I mean, you might, but like we did our stuff top notch,
right.
So I'm like, but you're not gonna be us. People be biting off stuff, and I don't appreciate that. Be original, goddammit.
However, if you say it on this show, it's documented. So if they steal it, then you bring the
okay,
show
well,
up.
Okay, well, in that case, so it's called Feel Lines, and it's for the independent woman who marches to the beat of her own drum.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for, like, women who, you know, are trying to be the CEOs of their life, whether that be an entrepreneur or you're just trying to be the CEO of your life. It's... cat suits. So they're going to be cat suits that you can work out in. And it's just like embracing your figure no matter what size you are, extra, extra small to extra, extra large. Embrace who you are. Let's go. Women power. We going to just march
and
right on in our cat suits in the gym.
Yeah, back in too. Because I've been seeing Melissa Santos wearing those. Yeah.
So.
Oh, shout out to Ralph Lauren and I Miss You on WWE. Just watching you on that network on NXT, going back in the archives watching you, girl.
Yes, love it.
Yeah, I just wanted to shout out to Ralph Lauren.
Wait, what's the name so I can give a little
Ralph
shout out?
Ralph Lauren.
Ooh, okay, oh. Ralph Lauren. I haven't heard about Ralph Lauren in some years.
It's been a minute, yeah.
It's been a minute.
So what inspired you to like pursue WWE though? Like literally, were you because I seen you, I'm gonna get to another question before, but I just wanted to get your thoughts. Like what, you wake up one day like, yo, listen, I'm just going tough enough thing. I'm just gonna do my thing, and like it's to pursue that. I mean, it takes a special person to try to become a superstar.
Well, I already believed I was a superstar.
You know what I mean? I mean, like,
I'm just kidding.
I mean, the WWE.
I know.
You know,
I'm gonna just be super real. You know, I saw it on LA casting.
Yes.
Most wrestling fans know, and the IWC, and they get on my ass about it all the time. Like, I didn't grow up be like, oh, wrestling.
So
I
what?
I saw, like, again, entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I always love doing stuff that has, like, a physical aspect that challenges me.
Yeah.
And I love the charity aspect. And when I saw it, I was like, you know, this would be awesome. And I remember getting my ass in the ring and being like, oh, okay,
mm-hmm.
This is going to be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I like challenges, and I wanted to embrace something that it was something I never would have thought that I would be doing. And you know, I grew to love it because I'm being honest. It's not something I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a WWE superstar, you know, or a WWE diva at the time. But I got in the ring and I saw the culture behind it. And at first I was taken back, like maybe this isn't for me. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Like people don't realize they can talk shit all the time, but to deal with being on the road 300 days out the year, deal with the politics, deal with, you know, being away from your family and dealing with having a mini car accident for the sake of making people happy.
Ooh.
They don't realize that. So
sure,
it's like
don't.
If anybody, I don't care if you're a low card, a person who is just in the person sweeping the floors in WWE.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like, but I became to love it because it's like, when you see fans who are super happy and that are looking up to you, you're like, wow, I did my job. Mm-hmm. I went out there and made someone be like, you know what? I can go do that one day. Like, if she can be a person who never thought about wrestling and I've loved this, I can fucking do it. And that's the reason why I decided, because it's like I want to show, like, even though I didn't, you know, grow up watching wrestling, if I can fucking do it, so can you.
That used to bother me about, like the fanboys and the fangirls are always like that. If you're, like, not a devout wrestling fan, you can't wrestle. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, you can't even host the show.
You can't even host the show. You can't even host the show or, you know, have the extra. So I'm saying what always blew my mind is, like, so you can't watch something and fall in love with that? Or you can't watch something?
Right? You have to watch it when you're five.
That's what the industry's about. Mm-hmm. Why do you think little kids love it? They see something, they're like, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. When you wanted to be a fireman, why do you think you want to be a fireman? You see a grown-up fireman doing it. But then, like, you don't... I've never understood, like, the fact that someone can't fall in love with something later in their life, though. Like, mm-hmm. yo, that's a challenge. I like fitness. This kind of cool. Yeah. Superstar. Because what the wrestling fans don't understand is the second part of wrestling is entertainment.
It is.
You can't just... There's a lot of great wrestlers.
Yeah, like I say it all the time, you can teach someone how to wrestle, but you cannot teach star quality. Period. You cannot teach entertainment. Like, that is a niche.
You better believe it.
It is a niche. Because, you know, so... I mean, at the end of the day, I get it. It's like, wrestling in itself is its own culture. Yeah. And what I've learned and what was able to get me past it, other people's opinions aren't my problem. Mm-hmm. I should not worry about what you think about me. I don't care. That's how you feel is how you feel.
That's your thing. Yeah,
that is your thing. It's not up to me to care about how you feel, because everyone's not going to like you. Mm. You know, as long as you're doing you and being a good person, I think that's all that really matters.
That is the quote.
Now,
of the day.
A good friend of yours just got kicked off of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
Eva Marie. Mm-hmm. She's also acting too. Has there been any talks? Because she's another busy one, the Jean line.
Yeah.
I think she has.
I did her campaign.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. Yeah, pictures look good. Has there been any talks as far as either writing something or you guys being in a film together?
No, you know, it's never been talked. What I've also learned too, it's kind of hard to say. I feel like everyone is trying to do their own thing. So trying to come up with collaborations, everyone's trying to have, like, their own shine. That's why I've said sometimes I wish we'd be more of a community, because mm-hmm. everyone's trying to have their own shine. But I'm like, all of us are so different that there's so much room for everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're a girl, two black women, or, you know, like, how, you know, or one white girl and one, or however it goes, it's like it's so much opportunity for mm-hmm. everyone. We should be collaborating, but, you know, she's doing her thing, mm-hmm. and, you know, maybe one day, maybe. I mean, I would be open to it, but she's right now focused on her and doing her. And
you're right, it's the era of everybody doing their own brand, though, and everybody's all about their brand.
But it takes a village.
I agree.
It takes a village, and you need other people, and I think people forget that.
They do.
That, like, you may have to call me one day, so let's, you know, like, so it's like teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. but that's just me. I'm a giving person. I don't ever feel like someone's gonna step on me, because, like, I've you're a bomb. Just like the girls on, you know, in WWE, they get, like, so offended or so, like, oh, a new girl's coming up. Who gives a fuck? One day you are gonna get fired. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, pass a damn torch. You had your moment. Mm-hmm. Build the next. You just because you went through some shit doesn't mean that you need to treat someone else like that. Mm-hmm. If anything, you'd be like, let me put you under my wings. You don't have to deal with what I dealt with. But that, again, there's very few people who are like that, but that's just me. Because, you know, like, I feel like when you're a good person, you help others, you're going to get whatever's meant for you to have. And what's meant for you to not have, you just won't have it. Mm. It's just not meant for you.
So, president and preacher.
Gee, this interview dude is working by itself. I'm drinking my time.
Now, in one of the interviews, this is prior to the big news, John and Nikki, they were engaged and then they're no longer engaged. Have you spoke to Nikki since that whole, because I know everybody's busy.
No, I have not. I mean, that's probably, now that I think of it, I should probably reach out and be like, hey, girl, how are you doing?
Because she makes a lot of trips to LA, too, so I figured.
Yeah. No, I have not. It's actually lately, because I've been so, like, in my own world, pulling my hair out with everything, mm-hmm. that I haven't really had time. The only person I really ever do talk to, though, is Trent, you know? But that, like, again, I said, like, that's my girl. And, like, so it's easier, to keep in touch with her. But through social media, we're always kind of all showing each other love,
right.
and, like, liking stuff or, you know, comment. But I now that you said that, I'm going to, Nikki, girl, I'm about to hit you up and see how you doing, bro.
just let her know that I, you know, facilitated
you, you did do that.
You got your degree in, like, behavior? Was it bachelor's? You, like, working with children with autism?
Mm-hmm.
How, my brother's autistic. I was curious. What inspired you to do that? Have you done anything else with that? Do you have any plans to do anything with that? Or,
um,
that's,
so,
a, that's a very redeeming thing.
So I did study psychology and business marketing, and I was actually going to get my master's to continue working with children when WWE happened. I haven't really tapped into working with like autistic children, but I do always try to keep my hands in like charity. Like I am affiliated with the Union Rescue Mission. So every now and then again, I'll go there, teach a class, and everyone becomes like a superhero. And if they're a bad guy, like I'll be like, well, we're going to still find good qualities of what's going to make you the villain. But I always try to keep my hands in charity because I feel like it's always so good to give back and give these little kids like hope. So yeah. The last charity that I was involved in was Black Girls Rock, because I also thought it's very important, me being a black woman, to show the young black girls. And I mean, not to discriminate to any other race, but I just feel like me being a black woman and the trial and tribulations I had to go through, it's just like, you know, sometimes it's good to see, like, you know, we have a girl out there that's doing, you know, doing well.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to black, there's a different set of pressures or responsibilities you have to have in your community and what they expect of you. So you got to do certain things. You already know. You can try, like, there's only so much you can ignore before someone is at your door if you have a certain status as a sister or a brother. They're like, all right, so why ain't you...
It's also hard too, because I don't really have many black girls and even like many people who follow me from the black community.
I feel you.
And not to say like that, but think about it. People know me from wrestling.
Right.
People know me from Total Divas. And if we think about the people who follow that, there's not young little, you know, black girls following wrestling like that. So it's like, I'm trying to build that community because I think it's really important with everything that I'm doing that I would love to have, you know, my young black girls being like, damn, like she's creating her own film. Like I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do it. You know what I mean? They need positive role models.
That makes a lot of sense. I definitely don't want to dive into that rabbit hole of the whole TMZ thing, but that makes a lot of sense why the backlash was crazy, because the followers you had are folks that are different demographics. So then when that thing happened, and black folks are like, wait.
What?
But it's the first time they're being introduced to you. So that makes a lot of sense.
But that goes with what I'm saying, though. We all know what that situation. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to being, when you look like us, this there's a thing. If in certain circles of our community, if you don't date black people, then you are like the worst.
I know. it's the worst thing ever. And I get it, because right now in the world that we're living
in... Let's clarify, because we don't want this video. It's the worst thing ever, what? Because I don't want somebody to pull that.
Yeah, well, they take that little tiny sound bite. Yeah, when I say it's the worst thing ever, but you know what I mean? Like, you gotta date within your race.
Yeah, you just said it's the worst thing ever, and I don't want people to misconstrue
it. Oh, yeah. Because they're like,
2019,
she said the worst thing
ever. Yeah, I don't want
so that's the last thing I need, because I'm like, Lord, Jesus.
Yeah, we don't want that.
We don't.
No, what I'm saying, it is the worst right now when you talk about black or you talk about white because of who we have for our president. We won't get into that either. We won't get into politics. So it's like, you say black, you say white, and it's literally like fireworks. It's like World War III. So it's like, you know, people are so sensitive right now. You know what I mean? So it's like, no one has an open mind to see things, because it's just like, we are really like in this, in a sense, like we're moving backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You look at everything that's going on, and it's like, because at the time I said it, it couldn't have been the worst timing, and how people took it and how things were misconstrued. I'm like, okay, guys, that's not what I'm saying. Okay, I have a preference, but at the end of the day, whoever I rock with, you know, I'm like, if I can find me a nice brother who's going
to
help.
And you dated two Africans prior to that.
I did.
So then you gotta start running down your track record. They go like, listen, in 1997, I dated this one guy from Ethiopia. You gotta start doing that.
I'm just multicultural. Like, if I rock with you, I rock with you. That's just, I don't see color. I see, like, whoever it is I fuck with.
You ain't against brothers, man. I'm sure. Listen, you like who you like.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta explain yourself to nobody, man. Girl,
no, you do sometimes need to explain, because people be getting twisted, and then people be having their own things in their mind. They're like, oh, you don't like yourself. I'm like, huh, no, I love being a black woman and standing for, you know, for who I am.
Let me tell you,
I love myself, okay?
But I think that it speaks to the following. Because, like, if you had a huge black following, then the backlash might not have been as crazy.
Exactly, but I don't. And from the world that I come from, it... I mean, not to say like this, but there is not many black people who watch. I mean, there are people, but it's like the percentage is small. It's smaller. It's
true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the main black, what's that Instagram website? Black Wrestling Alliance. Like we connected because like there's
it's
only.
They were like, wait a minute, who's hosting this show?
There's not a lot. So, yeah.
And we try to keep it. I told you there's a responsibility, whether people know it or not, when you look like us, no matter where TK's, all of our roots are different. Mm-hmm. We all look the same. They shoehorn you in, no matter what. They're like that's why. If I back in the day, I wanted to call Tiger Woods, like, bro, ain't nobody care about you being Asian, bro. You look black to everybody, man. You black.
Just like Trent and I. I mean, they were like, I don't know which. I'm like, okay.
So me, TK, are like, we're conscious to let people know we're not like militant. Like we love everybody. You know what I mean? But we do try to highlight some of the unsung people of color. Cause we got the platform to do so. We're not gonna sit here and say we don't, but at the same time, we love everybody. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. But in the day, like what I'm learning is, you know, do you shit? I'm like, you know, if Trump can become president, I can become Superwoman.
Oh my,
okay?
Facts. So you were on MTV's show The Challenge. Champs versus Stars. Any other reality shows that you can
cutting them checks, girl?
That are down the pipes, or would you consider another reality show?
It depends on. I don't know. It's hard to say. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's my own, okay. I mean, there was talks of one time of me having a show with Christina and one of our friends, Jay Ryan. You know, I don't know. It depends if it's going to bring value. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because if it's going to go on there to do some stupid stuff, then it's like I'm not really here for it. Like I'm paving my own way right now, and it's like I want people to see me in the light that I want to present, not how someone's going to tell me. So if I'm executive producing and I can say what, okay, I know y'all need the drama, but I'm going to do it this way.
Right.
Then 1,000%.
If like tomorrow AEW came to your house and like backed up a Brinks truck and was like, yo, come back wrestling right now. Sign on the dotted line. What would you do?
Let me have my attorney review this contract. I'm just kidding.
Like, but you gotta stop doing a couple of the projects you're doing. We need you to commit full. We need you to commit.
Yeah, that's different.
That's doing the most because I think that's what people get mad. People say you're doing too much, but I'm like, no, maybe you're not doing enough. Mm. I mean, for me, I feel like there's room to live all your passions. So if I can't do them all, then it's not gonna work because I know how to facilitate and I know how to, you know, use my time wisely to be able to do every single passion. But I will say that wrestling, I am not done with that.
That's what I wanted to know.
Well, that's
I'm
the
not
thing.
Done with that.
When you Google your name, there's a lot of the stories or little captions on Google say possible return to WWE. So has there been any talks?
Don't forget that I'm a host too, so y'all gonna try to get some stuff out of me that you won't be able to get. But all I will say is, regardless if it's wrestling, if it's, you know, AEW, I'm not done.
You still will.
I'm still not done. I still have a mark that I need to make with wrestling.
Absolutely.
Like, I was cut short, and I know that I have the personality. I know I need to get my
the mic skills for sure.
Yeah. And I definitely need to brush up on the wrestling skills. You know, I look at the women now who are even in, you know, WWE who are fucking killing it, like Becky and, you know, Charlotte, like all these girls who are doing the damn thing, and it's like, I'm not going to ever be doing some crazy stuff like that, but I want to be able to hang. Yeah. I want to be a force to reckon with. People are like, oh, it's Cameron. Oh, you know, it's like, oh shit, it's Cameron. She can come with the mic skills and some wrestling. Yeah. All right, girl.
Like she's
I
been
see
working.
You.
Yeah.
She's been working. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. So we're gonna hit rapid hot tags real quick.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
Scared.
This is gonna be pretty.
So we're gonna start. First question is always early or always late?
In between.
Last person you text.
Oh, probably my business partner, Dash, because we are always working with this dang film.
What is the one thing you love about yourself?
Everything.
Oh,
girl.
For real?
That's the best answer ever. Dream dinner guest?
The Rock.
Oh, yes. Invite me, please.
Yes.
Favorite wrestler?
Ooh, that is...
That's a good one.
Oh, my phone rings. Favorite wrestler... I'm going to say my girl, Trent. She's just the bomb.
Trent's off the chain. She's the
bomb. Who would play you in a movie?
Play me in a movie? Oh. Gabrielle Union.
Ooh,
that's dope. That
last TV show you binge watched?
None. Because
you were too busy.
Too busy?
That's, took that question out. If you were a crayon, what color would you be?
Purple.
If you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
A buffet.
Oh, greedy.
You're coming through with the answer. If you could listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Tupac.
Boom. Any album in particular or just?
Just all Tupac is just, he's
Tupac.
It.
Tupac. All right, hit that star of the week real quick.
Women's Wrestling Star of the Week. Yeah, man, our Women's Wrestling Star of the Week is Nyla Rose. Nyla Rose just made history as the first trans woman to be signed by a major wrestling promotion. All Elite Wrestling, known by its acronym AEW, made the announcement that it enlisted wrestler Nyla Rose on Thursday, February 7th at the event held at MGM Grand Casino in Las Vegas. Rose, based out of Washington, D.C., appeared at the event on Thursday, getting into a heated exchange with fellow wrestler Kylie Rae. Rose has been wrestling since 2013 and participated in promotions like Warriors of Wrestling and Kobe Pro. Nyla has cut her teeth in Japanese promotions such as Sendai Girls, Marvelous, and 01, and obtained the CP Women's Championship at a total of 3 times. By signing with AEW, she probably just became the most prominent trans pro wrestler in the world. Nyla isn't a household name just yet, but with the signing, she has positioned herself to change the narrative and rewrite history. If you want to see her in action, go to YouTube and check out the women's cage match, Nyla Rose versus Nikki Adams, Warriors of Wrestling 11th Anniversary Show. So that is very interesting.
Boom. Poll question is, which promotion are you most into or do you want to see? AEW, Impact, ROH, or WWE? And I think if there's like a fifth one, I'll throw in WOW, but I'll have to see what, you know, Twitter does. Where can people still buy your shirt, girl buy and all that stuff?
On ProWrestlingTees.com.
Put yourself over, girl.
Yes. So you can follow me across the board at Ariane Andrew, and that's across the board.
That's make Ariane, folks.
Yes, Ariane, A-R-I-A-N-E-A-N-D-R-E-W. Me doing my weekly videos of Bedtime with Ariane on YouTube, so you can check that out. Sipping the tea every Tuesday. Check the, follow at Jada Pictures Films to get all the behind the scenes with Jada Pictures, and get ready for the premiere and for the fitness line Felines with the Sashika twins that will be coming out on March 24th for the last week of LA Fashion
Week.
Girl,
shout out to Star Drew. Star Drew said, thank you for coming in. You were a great interview. Shout out to Star Drew. And he said Halle Berry to play you, by the way.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Well, I just got a little cheap. I know. Yeah.
Where can they find you, Mr. Cocosina?
Oh, yeah, you know your boy, man. Evan T. Mack, Instagram and Twitter. You know, out here fighting crime, girl. Keeping these streets safe. I mean, yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching. There's so many different podcasts out there. But you made us the number one women's wrestling show, so we appreciate it. Seriously. You can follow us on all Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff, WPW Weekly. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz. Subscribe to their wrestling and sports page on YouTube. Make sure to give us 5 stars or better because we don't take anything less.
No.
Also, we have, do you remember that text I sent you of the person who said the promotion with the characters, draw your best character?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Oh, God. What was it?
It was a fan request. And
it was a good one, too.
Yeah.
Shoot.
We want you guys to tweet us or DM us the best female wrestler pictures, and we will put it up
on the show.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Shout out to Nexus Justin, and appreciate you watching the show. Yeah, draw your favorite wrestling character or whatever, and we'll put it on, put you over,
yep.
Rep you, tag you, all that stuff. 5-star you.
Tweet the wrestler as well.
Tweet at the wrestler. Everything,
boom.
Man.
Other than that, thank you so much, Ariane.
Thanks, girl.
For coming on the show.
He was just like, Ariane.
Thank you, like, Ariane.
Ariane.
We're going to get him at the end. We're going to get it right.
Yo.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
For y'all, I believe we have 2 more episodes left before the end of season 2. Season 3 is going to be popping.
On and popping.
Really good emails today that I screenshot and sent Evan. It's going to be pretty exciting. Some really great guests. Yeah. Other than that, we will check you guys out next week. Ciao, y'all.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.